Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we'll be continuing on in the book of Judges, and our chapter today is Judges chapter 5. This is an amazing song sung by Deborah and Barak, and it's quite long, so I actually would encourage you to open up your Bible or your Bible app and follow along with me there. This is, once again, Judges chapter 5. Then sang Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, on that day, that the leaders took the lead in Israel, that the people offered themselves willingly, bless the Lord. Hear, O kings, give ear, O princes, to the Lord I will sing, I will make melody to the Lord, the God of Israel. Lord, when you went out from Seir, when you marched from the region of Edom, the earth trembled and the heavens dropped. Yes, the clouds dropped water. The mountains quaked before the Lord, even Sinai before the Lord, the God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were abandoned, and travelers kept to the byways. The villagers ceased in Israel, they ceased to be until I arose. I, Deborah, arose as a mother in Israel. When new gods were chosen, then war was in the gates. Was shield or spear to be seen among 40,000 in Israel? My heart goes out to the commanders of Israel who offer themselves willingly among the people. Bless the Lord. Tell of it, you who ride on white donkeys, you who sit on rich carpets, and you who walk by the way. To the sound of musicians at the watering places, there they repeat the righteous trumpet. Triumphs of the Lord, the righteous triumphs of his villagers in Israel. Then down to the gates marched the people of the Lord. Awake, awake, Deborah. Awake, awake, break out in a song. Arise, Barak, lead away your captives, O son of Abinoam. Then down marched the remnant of the noble. The people of the Lord marched down for me against the mighty. From Ephraim, their root, they marched down into the valley, following you, Benjamin with your kinsmen. From Machir marched down the commanders, and from Zebulun those who bear the lieutenant's staff. The princes of Issachar came with Deborah, and Issachar faithful to Barak. Into the valley they rushed at his heels. Among the clans of Reuben there were great searchings of heart. Why did you sit still among the sheepfolds to hear the whistling for the flocks? Among the clans of Reuben there were great searchings of heart. Gilead stayed beyond the Jordan, and Dan, why did he stay with the ships? Asher sat still at the coast of the sea, staying by his landings. Zebulun is a people who risked their lives to the death. Naphtali too, on the heights of the field. The kings came. They fought. Then fought the kings of Canaan at Taanach by the waters of Megiddo. They got no spoils of silver. From heaven the stars fought. From their courses they fought against Sisera. The torrent Kishon swept them away, the ancient torrent, the torrent Kishon. March on, my soul, with might. Then loud beat the horse's hoofs with the galloping of his steeds. Curse Meraz, says the angel of the Lord. Curse its inhabitants thoroughly, because they did not come to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. Most blessed of women be Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, of tent-dwelling women most blessed. He asked for water, and she gave him milk. She brought him curds in a noble's bowl. She sent her hand to the tent peg, and her right hand to the workman's mallet. She struck Sisera, she crushed his head, she shattered and pierced his temple. Between her feet he sank, he fell, he lay still. Between her feet he sank, he fell. Where he sank, there he fell, dead. Out of the window she peered. The mother of Sisera wailed through the lattice. Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why tarry the hoofbeats of his chariots? Her wisest princesses answer. Indeed, she answers herself. Have they not found and divided the spoil? a womb or two for every man, spoil of dyed materials for Sisera, spoil of dyed materials embroidered, 2 pieces of dyed work embroidered for the neck as spoil. So may all your enemies perish, O Lord, but your friends be like the sun as he rises in his might. And the land had rest for 40 years. Amen. All right, so this chapter, Judges 5, is recounting God's victory over his enemies. And it's amazing to see just what goes on in this entire song. And I want to walk us through this entire song kind of from top to bottom. And we won't cover every single verse, but we'll go through kind of different chunks of this song. In verses 1 to 9, we see that the purpose of this song is to talk about the leaders who took the lead in Israel, the people who offered themselves willingly for the fight. And it's for this reason that Deborah and Barak will make melody to the Lord. They will sing this song of praise to their God. Even verse 9 repeats what is said in verse 2. Deborah and Barak says, "My heart goes out to the commanders of Israel who offer themselves willingly among the people. Bless the Lord." This song, on one hand, is in honor of those who went down to the battle with the Canaanites. But it is also to bless the Lord, to praise their God. And so in verses 10 to 11, we see this call to worship. It's not just Deborah and Barak's song, but it's a call for more and more people, all people, to worship and to bless the Lord. Deborah and Barak call forth all people from all classes to bear witness to the mighty acts of God. In verse 10, we see them calling forth those who ride on white donkeys and also those who walk by the way. And verse 11 calls them to go to the watering places. This is where the entire community would gather. And it's at those watering places where we find musicians who will recount 2 things. The loyalty of the different tribes of Israel and the victory of the Lord for Israel against Canaan. In verse 13, Deborah and Barak sing about what happened generally. You know, the noble remnant of Israel went down to battle against the mighty Canaanites. And there was this call to bear arms, to fight in battle. But the thing is that there were different responses to that call. There were some tribes who actually didn't do anything. In verses 15 to 17, 4 tribes remained as passive bystanders. Reuben was indecisive to the call. They sat idly among their sheep, waiting to hear the peaceful flutings instead of the battle horns to which they ought to have been listening. Gilead, which was Gad and eastern Manasseh, stayed beyond the Jordan. Dan stayed with the ships. And Asher sat still at the coast of the sea. In contrast to these unresponsive tribes, there were 6 other tribes who responded to the call to battle. Ephraim marched down into the valley. We see this in verses 14 and 15, and as well as verse 18. Ephraim marched down into the valley. Benjamin also followed with Ephraim. Machir, which was western Manasseh, marched down the commanders. The princes of Issachar went down with Deborah, and they were faithful to Barak. And the 2 tribes that were praised for their valor and honor and faithfulness to the call were Zebulun and Naphtali. 10,000 men from Zebulun and Naphtali followed Barak into battle. And so we see that a big part of this song is to recognize and to praise the Lord for the loyalty of these 6 tribes. To praise the Lord for the lives that they had offered up to the Lord. Then the rest of the chapter recounts God's victory over Canaan. More specifically, they sing about the bravery and the glory of a woman named Jael, We read about her yesterday as well. Remember that Jael was the wife of Heber, and Sisera, the Canaanite military commander, Sisera had gone into her home to take refuge, but instead, she responded to the call and killed Sisera. She was faithful and brave to not only the battle horns, but she was faithful to the call of God. And that's why in verse 24, they praise the Lord in song, saying, "Most blessed of women be Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, of tent-dwelling women, most blessed." God was victorious through Jael. Jael received all the glory, as it said in yesterday's chapter, that the glory will belong to another woman named Jael. And it's through Jael and her actions and her faithfulness and her bravery and courage that we see God's victory. And not only in Jael's life, as we saw in the rest of this song, that God was victorious through Deborah, Barak, the tribes of Ephraim, Benjamin, Machir, Issachar, Zebulun, and Naphtali. And this victory was cause for praise. And that's why in verse 12, it says, "Awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake, break out in a song." And likewise, today, I want to encourage us to break out in a song of praise, a song that recounts God's victory over our lives. Let's remember what God has done in our lives to bring the redemption of many, to bring about victory over sin and death that has freed us from the bondages of sin and death. Let's recount God's faithfulness and his victory over our lives. And so let's do that today. Let's give praise and thanks to the Lord for his faithfulness and his victory. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today, and as we read in this song by Deborah and Barak, God, we can't help but see, Lord, your faithfulness and your goodness and your victory, not only in their lives and in their battles, but Lord, you have given us victory over our battle of sin and death. Lord, we no longer need to live and fight in this battle of sin and death, because you have already conquered it. And so, Lord, today we want to break out in a song of praise. We want to praise your name and recount your victory over our lives through your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thank you all for joining us for our morning devotional. I hope you'll continue to join us tomorrow as we look at Judges chapter 6. Have a great day, everyone.